Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the It's a Journey podcast. I have a question for you all today. In your daily life, is the word surrender a dirty word? All right, I really want to dig into this and see where your head is. So make sure you join me for the full episode. Welcome to the It's a Journey podcast. My name is Portia Hines and I'm your host. I'm also the founder of My Journey Solutions, which is a counseling, coaching, and consulting company. We use the best research and the best proven strategies to help individuals and organizations facilitate the transformation that they're looking for. I'd also like to help you navigate putting those principles into use and helping you use my experience for your good. As always, the It's a Journey podcast is brought to you by MyJourneySolutions.com. And before we dive into our topic really quickly, I do want to tell you guys about a flash sale that is going on currently. The Manifesting Peace Journal is on sale. The Creating Healthy Boundaries course is on sale. And we are accepting registrants for the Emotional Health Hub cycle that is coming up at the beginning of February. So if you're looking for that supportive environment, if you're looking for tips and resources and strategies to continuously improve your emotional health so that you're improving the way that you show up in your personal life and in your professional life, the Emotional Health Hub is the place for you. If you're not sure if your emotional health can sustain and improve aspects of your life, then go ahead and grab the Thriving in Work and Life Women's Guide. All right, now that we've gotten all of that situated and tied up in a neat little bow, I want to jump into this week's topic. Is the word surrender a dirty word in your life? I want to approach this conversation a little bit differently than others. So this time I want to tell you guys a story, because even though the word itself, surrender, doesn't trigger me, it doesn't come across as a bad word, in application, the act of surrendering, I'm learning, is something that is challenging for me. Anybody who knows me knows that I believe in, if I'm going to do it, it needs to be done right. If I'm going to do it, it needs to be done at a high level. If I'm going to be affiliated with it, then there needs to be structure. There needs to be order. There needs to be a rightness about it. If I'm going to invest my time, energy, and emotions into any project, or anything. So last week we had all kinds of snow and ice on the ground here in Huntsville, Alabama. And if you don't know, we don't get a lot of ice or snow very frequently. So the fact that it was ice pretty much shut the entire city down. We are fondly referring to it as Snowmageddon, even though it wasn't as much snow in some places. But we're calling it Snowmageddon because literally the city shut down for an entire week. So as the ice and the snow were thawing, you know, I started to venture back out to go to the grocery store, to go check in and visit with my parents. And I came home one afternoon and it was before the sun went down, backed into my driveway. Yes, I back into my driveway, and it is not a toxic trait, no matter what the memes say. But I backed into my driveway. The kids get out, go in the house, and I'm attempting to let my garage door down. Push the button. Oh, it comes halfway down and goes back up. It's like, what in the world? Okay, it's done this before in the past. You know, you push the button a couple of times and it'll go ahead and close all the way. I spent 10 minutes just pushing the button, trying to make it come down. So in typical Porsche fashion, what do I do next? I'm looking around to see if there's anything obstructing the little laser things. Then I turn to Dr. YouTube and I'm looking up, okay, what do you do if your garage door won't let down? So I'm inside the house. I'm researching. I'm on Google. I'm on YouTube. I'm on TikTok trying to figure out, okay, what have other people done, or what should I do if the garage door won't let down. By this time, it's dark outside and it's still really cold. So I'm coming in and out of the house, in and out of the house. And I live in a somewhat rural area. So I'm like, I don't want any animals, even if it's just a dog or cat, to come into my garage overnight. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And at this point, it's been about an hour. I'm coming back and forth, in and outside, in and outside. The kids are like, Mom, are you okay? And I'm frustrated. I'm so frustrated. I'm like, I'm not leaving it up. This thing is not going to defeat me. I'm smarter than this. I'm capable. I can make this garage door go down. I'm not, you know, one of those people who technology is going to get the best of me. That's not who I am. Like, I've really worked myself up mentally. And at this point, I'm so frustrated. It's been about an hour and a half now that I am at the point of tears. I am literally at the point of tears. So I was just like, you know what? Whatever. I'm frustrated. It's okay to be frustrated. Just let the tears fall. Just let the tears fall. So I cry and then I'm back at it again. Guys, in total, I probably spent about 2 hours trying to make my garage door come down. I know my neighbors probably thought, she is psycho over there. Like, why does she continue to push this button? Why does she continue to clean off the little bulbs where the light comes? Why is she sweeping around the outside and the inside of the garage at this time of night? Well, because I didn't want to surrender and say, hey, this has gotten the best of me today, and pull the emergency lever. I did not. I knew it was there. I know how it works. But I did not want to go the manual route. I really and truly wanted to figure the technology piece of it out. I have to say, guys, in hindsight, I don't think that continuously running into that brick wall was the best course of action. Now, after I had spent a couple hours working on this, I said, you know what? It's getting late. I need to go to bed. I do have things to do in the morning. So I pulled the lever and closed the garage and I went to bed feeling defeated. I get up the next morning and I really avoid, you know, coming outside and even having to leave. Thankfully, I was working from home and I was just like, you know, I will cross that bridge when I get there. So eventually I did have to leave the house the next day. So I pushed the button on the garage because I needed the I needed the part that moves to get back into the part that would actually pull it up. And I was like, well, Lord, we're just going to try it. Y'all, it comes up with so much ease. And I was like, okay, let me see if it'll go down. This thing works better than it did before I pulled the emergency lever now. I was like, all I had to do was do the next best step. But I fought moving on to that next best step because I wanted to be the one that was right. I wanted to be the one that fixed it in my own way. The moral of the story is sometimes we just have to take the next best step and trust that that next best step is still going to lead us to our ultimate destination. Had I let the garage down with the emergency lever, initially I would have saved 2 hours. I would have saved tears. I would have saved frustration. I would have saved time spent away from the kids in the evening working on a project that should not have even been a project. But with pulling that lever and even circling back to all of the time that I perceived as lost, I learned a lesson there. So surrendering has multiple ways that it can show up in your life. Surrendering doesn't mean that we're quitting. It means that we're trusting that for us, God girls, God already has a plan. God already has a path. So even if it looks like we're losing, as long as we trust that the ultimate outcome is still in his hands, then we're going to be fine. We're going to be absolutely fine, and we will probably wind up having an enhanced experience because we did activate that faith and we did lean into that trust. All right, guys, this is not going to be a long podcast because I've got to get inside and work on a project that I'm very excited about. I really do hope to see all of you in the Emotional Health Hub starting on February 4th, where we work on things like this: identifying opportunities to surrender, activating that trust and faith, working on the ways that we display our emotions, working on ways that we can use our emotions to propel us to the next level. So, in faith, I'm going to say I'll see you soon. And if surrender is something you haven't thought about applying in your day-to-day life, shoot me a message over on Instagram, Portia T. Hines. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me for another episode of the It's a Journey podcast. As always, I hope this episode was impactful to you. I hope it gave you some information and tools that you can put into use immediately to change and improve the way that you're experiencing life. Join me in the show notes, where we're going to list all of the discounts, all of the current offers, and opportunities to connect. Until next time.